The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today's daf will be daf Yud Zayin, Bava Mitzia, Perek Rishon Shnayim Eichim. The Gemara says, Amoitzi Yishtar Choy B'Shuk, if a person finds a shtar choyv in the shuk, and it has a henpik, and it is dated for today's date, so the halacha is you give the shtar back to the malva. The Gemara asks, how can you give it back to the malva? L'choyr you should be choyshish, that it was never used. He mishum kosev l'lvoy t'loy lava, maybe it was never used. So the Gemara, kosev a henpik, no, there's a henpik written in the shtar, and therefore, surely this star is written to be used and was used. And then the Gemara says, maybe it was already paid. Imishum piroyan, how could I give it back to the malva? To the priya bas yoyim aloy chayshinen. Since it's dated today, a person never pays back his choyv the day he borrowed it. But nonetheless, the Gemara says that this type of star should be returned to the malva because it has a henpik. Now, a henpik is something that authoritates the star that it was not forged. I would like to discuss today a halacha b'zman hazeh about counterfeit money, about forgery of counterfeit money, and what are the halachic ramifications. Now, before I start the halachas that come out from forgery, first I want to tell everyone that a lot of people have a misnomer that if you got forged or counterfeit money, a person who received counterfeit money, he could say, listen, it's not my fault, I got the counterfeit money, so I'm going to give it to the second person. So the Shulchan Aruch already in Choshen Mishpat, in Simin Reish Lamed Beis, already says, even though someone ripped off a mocher, right? Say you're a buyer of goods, and someone sold you, ripped you off and sold you bad goods. So it says in Chosha Mishpat over there, Reish Lamed Beis, if you tres, also loy lohoinus acherim v'limko lehem es haschor ha'pguma hazois. See, even though you got ripped off, don't say, since I was wronged, I could wrong others. No, it's also to use this schor and sell it to other people, and therefore you're not allowed to sell this schor. Says, and the Shulchan Aruch even goes on to say that a person who gets money that is counterfeit, as can be seen in Simon Reich Chav Zayin Sif Yud Ches, Shemat Be'esh and Ipsal, a person who gets counterfeit money, Osir Bishum Oifin Lahsiko Babayas. It's osir to let this stay in your house. You cannot have counterfeit money. Fafilu Bitor Mischak. Even if you want to use the counterfeit money as monopoly money for your child, you must destroy. There's a tashbisu, so to say, on the counterfeit money. It must be destroyed and removed from the house. I even know a great rabbi in Yerushalayim, his name is Rav Yankel Bloy Zayin Gesund, that one of my friends went to him with a counterfeit $100 and asked him what to do with it. The rabbi asked to see the counterfeit $100 and he ripped it up immediately. He said it's a mitzvah and a choiv to destroy counterfeit money. Now, and which means you cannot recirculate it. Even if you want to come and recirculate it to a goy, say you want to pay off a goy, something you bought from a goy, you may say, oh, maybe a goy I can give the money to. Still, the shach and sin shemem ches, sif gimel, to the vada, even though maybe hafkos alvosoy to an akum, not paying back a debt is mutter, you can't steal from him, and using counterfeit money to pay for something would be equivalent to stealing from a goy, so therefore you can't use it even for a goy, it's also to use counterfeit money, and it must be destroyed. Now, what's the halacha if someone paid back a debt, or he purchased an item, and the mocher, or the malva that received the money, claims that the money he received was counterfeit money, and he asked for a new money. What's the halacha? So I want to introduce a concept in halacha, and in Choshen Mishpat, this is the rules, the guidelines of Choshen Mishpat, that there's two concepts. There's one concept called Ein Yodeya Imis Chayavti. If a person claims, if Shimon claims from Reuven, you owe me $100, and Reuven says, you know what, I don't know if I owe you money. I don't remember that I borrowed. So the halacha is if you don't remember that you borrowed, I'm not sure if I'm chayav or not, so you're potter. Even if the toiveya is a bori and the nitba is a shema, still any of them chayavti is potter. There's another concept. If a malva goes to a loiv and says, we all know you lent money from me, borrowed money from me, and now I want you to pay me back. And the loiv says, you know what, I don't remember if I paid you. If I didn't pay you, I agree there was a halva, I don't know if I paid you or not. That's called Ein Yodei Im Praiticha. I don't know if I paid you. So there's a chilek between Ein Yodei Im Praiticha to Ein Yodei Im Schayavti. Ein Yodei Im Praiticha, since everyone agrees there was a choiv, and now there's a suffix if this choiv was paid for or not. So the halacha is Ein Yodei Im Praiticha, that you are chayav to pay the choiv, the logic being there is a cheskes chiyuv, and we have a suffix if the choiv was paid for or not, therefore you're chayav, because you have a chazaka mikara, cheskes chiyuv, you're chayav. Ein Yodei Im Schayavti means when you say a tiny shema, that I don't know if I was ever chayav. So therefore, since the whole chiyuv is questionable, so we say the chazaka is that you're potter and you don't have to pay. So now, what would be a scenario in which a person, a loiva, and this happened to me once, someone was paying me money he owed me, and he gave me $500 bills I kept in my pocket for about a month, and then I went to a money changer and he revealed to me that one of the hundreds were in fact counterfeit. I therefore returned to the loiva and said, listen, you gave me $100 counterfeit. And he said, I don't know, did I not? I'm not sure, I don't remember if it was counterfeit, I'm not sure it was counterfeit. I claimed that I was sure it was counterfeit. So what's the halacha b'kiyah gavna? When you give money to someone, and achar zman, that person comes back and says, you know what, the money you gave me was counterfeit. Are you chayav to pay? Are you chayav not to pay? So in a scenario of a halva, again, in a scenario of a halva, it's clear, l'choira, that since there was a vadai chiyuv, he was vadai chayav to pay me back, now he's not sure if he paid me or if he did not pay me, because he's not sure if the money was good or not. He's not sure it was good money. He thinks maybe it's good, maybe it's not good. So therefore, it's l'choira, and I'm sure that he gave me counterfeit. So that's a scenario of ein yodei im praiticha. And l'choira, he is chayiv. Now, the only way to get out of this chayiv, ein yodei im praiticha, by counterfeit money, would be the following. There's a shita tosfos that's brought in the Pisrei Tshuva, Simon Ayin Hey, Sifkon Chav Zayin, that says the following. Even though there's a, like I explained the logic, ein yodei im praiticha is chayiv, because of the cheskes chiyuv, Tosfos says it's only in a scenario of hava leila meida, which means this. When you say ein yodei im praiticha, however, you were not supposed to have known if you paid back. You don't know. It's not your achrayus or your responsibility to know you paid it back. For example, let's say yarshin dechov, a yarshin de echoiv, and you're not sure if your father paid it or not. So that's an ein yodei im praiticha, the lo hava leila meida. So the shita of Tosfos that says an ein yodei im praiticha, the lo hava leila meida, is in fact potter. The only time you're chayav ben yodei im praiticha is if that you are responsible because you forgot or you don't know if you paid back. You should have known if you paid back. And only then, hava leila meida, he should have known he's chayav. So in this scenario, by counterfeit money, lemaisa, it's not l'choira a responsibility in everyone to check their $100 bill before they pay it. So you can assume that the roiv is that most money is not counterfeit, and therefore there does not need a bedika, neither do you have to be a professional banker to tell between counterfeit and non-counterfeit. So l'choira, when you give your money to someone you owe it to, you don't have to know if it's counterfeit or if it's not. You don't have to know. It's lo hava leila meida, right? It's not that you should have known. So over here, when you gave quote-unquote, $100 bills, and one was revealed to be mezuyif, and you're not sure if you gave it or not. You said, maybe I gave it, maybe I didn't give it. Right? You're not sure if you gave it. The Malvatain is sure that you gave it. But you're not sure. If that's a lo havalei the meida, that's a machlokes rishonim. The choira, if the loiva wants to say, akimli, I want to paskin like the Tosfos, because I agree with their logic, that any den batik is only chayiv by havalei the meida, the choira, in such a scenario, you could pop yourself by saying, at love leila meida, she does a Tosfos, I'm not paying you back. I don't know if I gave you counterfeit. Maybe yeah, maybe not. I don't know. I don't know if I have to believe you. I don't have to believe you. So that would be the ikur dina, I believe, you could say a kimli like the Tosfos. However, if a person has your shemayim and he wants a lotzadei shemayim, of course he should pay the choiv, irregardless if it's not sure about if it was counterfeit or not. Another interesting scenario, which is very common, is when a person goes into a store and he buys something, he purchases something, right? He buys a watch, let's say. He goes to Macy's and buys a watch. And then a day later, Macy's calls him up and says, you know what, sir, when you gave us your money, one of the hundreds you gave us was counterfeit money. Now, what is that scenario? Is that like paying back a halva or not like paying back a halva? Paying back a halva, you could don, like we said previously, is it any day in Praiticha? Is it any day in Schayavti? Right? Because by halva, there was a cheskes chiyuv, and there's a tzad to say it's an any day in Praiticha. However, when you purchase something in a store, is there a cheskes chiyuv to pay for the watch? Or is there not? Really, when you buy something in the store, what's going on? You are exchanging money for an item. You never had a chiyuv to pay money. You did an exchange, not a chiyuv. There was no chalois responsibility in your part. You traded. So there's room to argue when a person purchases something that it's never going to be a scenario of Anyo Deim Paiticha, because there was never a Cheskes Chiyuv. And so too is the opinion of the Taz, as can be seen in Simon Ayin Hey, Simkan Chav Zayin, that by Mekach or Memkar, it's always going to be a scenario of Eini Yodim is Chayavti, because by purchasing something, it is never a Cheskes Chiyuv. However, the Marashdam paskins that when you purchase something somehow, which I'm not truly clear about, but you guys can think, but when you buy something in a store, there is a quote-unquote Cheskes Chiyuv to pay for that item, and there's a Chiyuv Chal. Maybe it's instantaneous with the trade-off, but that chiyuv would be analogous to any day in paiticho, and therefore he'd be chayav to pay back the counterfeit money. Again, he could always say, like, she's the thesis, love the maid, and pater himself. But that's basically the kitzah halachas of counterfeit money.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.